song. Can't go wrong with CCR.
Arizona's happy place.
Can you see them? All the listeners right now?
Headbanging?
Yeah, headbanging.
They're more up, like nodding.
They're up on
his head nodding, not their banging. They're
up on, too old for headbanging.
They're up on the kitchen counter playing the air guitar with their broom and dust mop. As fun as Christmas music is.
Oh,
man.
It's always, I don't know about y'all. It's not that we're out of the season yet or we haven't taken any directives. We haven't turned on Christmas music since after Christmas was over. Sounds good to get back to that steel guitar, a little fast rhythm there.
Man. Hey, y'all, we have open lines within this holiday season. I know you all have a couple little extra days off, and maybe there's a project around your house you'd like to tackle. Give us a ring. We'll see if we can't help you out and put our, 40, 45 years of combined home remodeling experience here in Arizona to work for you. And guide you along with tips and tricks of the trades and specific tools you can use, as well as product and name brand recommendations from our experience of what works best. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. We're taking this show in particular and focusing on the lessons that we'd like to think we have helped you learn in the year 2013 to help you avoid making expensive mistakes in investments around your house in 2014 and in the future. You know, there are regular listeners we hear from in the show by email and by phone calls at the office, and as well as on the air, that we've heard from over the years. There are regular callers and listeners I know that could answer every single one of these questions. We're playing Jeopardy here this morning in four major categories. It is an open book test, and you are welcome to go to our website, RosieOnTheHouse.com. All the answers are there.
And they're not trick questions.
They're not.
They're not set up to make you think one thing and it's the other. So go with your... go with your gut instinct, because chances are that's right. I know a lot of times game shows will do that to make it interesting. You know, they'll phrase it to make you think one thing and it's another. We haven't done that. Go with your gut instinct.
That's because they want to win, but we want you to win.
There you go.
We want you to know the answers, have the information you need.
1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Donna's patiently been waiting the longest. Let's bring Donna into the conversation and have her join our little game of Rosie on the House Jeopardy. Good morning, Donna.
Hi, Rosie. Good morning to you.
Good. We are doing well. I hope you are, too. Are you familiar with the game of Jeopardy?
Yes, I am.
Are you familiar with the game of Rosie on the House Jeopardy?
I am beginning to be.
Okay, very good. Listen, Donna, we have four categories for you to pick from. Mistakes Arizona homeowners make. Now, under that category, there is a 20 and a 30-point question still available. In every other category, all three questions are still available. Category number two would be energy conservation. Category number three would be picking a contractor. And category four would be lawn and garden. Each one of those last three categories have three questions available at 10, 20, or 30 points. Where would you like to start?
Let's go with mistakes Arizona's make for 30 points. I'm going to go for the high one.
Okay, very good. This is the appliance homeowners neglect the most, in spite of the fact it's used every single day, and it's one of the largest utility consumers in the home.
I'm going to say hot water heater.
Oh, very good, Donna. Very good. So
Yay. As
we're keeping score here, that's Donna for 30, and the board is still yours. Where would you like to go next?
Let's go with home and garden.
Home and garden. All right.
For 30 points. Let's go for the high one.
Boy, oh, man. You're the high roller. You were about to roller. When we asked you if you're familiar with Jeopardy, you said, yes, in fact.
I made a joke about it. I said one week I got all the answers correct on Jeopardy, and then I found out it was kindergarten week.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why it was so easy. It was a joke.
Well, there's that other show. Are you as smart as a sixth grader?
Oh, those are easy. You know, really?
Well, okay. All right. I thought some of them were pretty hard.
Oh, I thought they were pretty easy. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, Donna, you're on a roll here. You may sweep the board here. We have lawn and garden for 30. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Let's go for it.
Okay. Here we go. All right. In our 25 years of broadcasting, this one plant type has generated more questions than any other single plant in Arizona.
Plant type, huh?
Plant type.
You can't tell me whether it's a shrub or a tree?
Both are plants.
Well, I know that.
No, we can't.
Generated the most, huh?
And I mean, it's by a ratio of 40 to 1.
Wow.
Think about the shows you've heard.
Yeah.
Think about the questions that come in.
Okay, I'm going to say this because I have three of them myself, and the guy called in earlier this morning about it. I'm going to say citrus trees.
Well, and you know what? Citrus are actually more of a they're not real trees. Citrus is actually a shrub. But, I mean, citrus is the right answer.
We trim them into a tree. That's right.
I got 60 points. I'm on a roll. Let's go.
Donna is on a roll with 60 points. The board is open at this point. Where would you like to go from here?
How about the, I don't know if, the conservation thingy, the,
Energy conservation?
Energy conservation.
Yeah, are you going for 30 again?
Yeah, let's go for 30. What the heck?
All right. What the heck?
Now the winner receives a $100 dining certificate at their favorite restaurant. Donna?
No, I'm going to take my husband out to dinner.
Where would you go? Where's your favorite restaurant?
Red Lobster. I love seafood.
Okay. Where in Phoenix are you?
I'm actually at 40th Street and Chandler Boulevard.
40th Street and Chandler. Well, I have to...
Yeah, I got
to
be at work in 20 minutes. I'm right next to my work, so...
It's not far from Rustler's Roost.
Okay, all right.
Well, yeah, Rustler's Roost. Yeah, you're right. It's just north of me.
Okay. All right. Energy conservation for 30. This is the R value amount Rosie on the House recommends in every attic below the Mogollon Rim. Any more, and you are just wasting your money. What is the R value we recommend?
I'm going to say R30.
You would be so very close, dear. You really would. You
for the
really
28th?
You would. Donna, we really appreciate you joining us. You are our prevailing winner right now at
60.
Donna's at 60 points. Okay.
When does the game end? At the end of the show or at the end of the hour?
We'll call you back at the end of the show.
Can I give you my number?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, hang tight. We'll make sure we have that. In fact, 60 is going to be hard to beat when you look at what's
somebody's
left and available.
She picked all the 30-pointers. Right? She knew.
But there are two 30-pointers still left, the energy conservation and picking a contractor. So
She knew exactly where she wanted to go with that. So we'll have to find her. You know, I'm thinking seafood. When I'm in seafood up in my neighborhood, I'm at Ocean Club. I'm at McGrath's. Where else do we like to go for seafood? I used to love it when Copeland's was still open, but they closed down. You know, this last 4 years claimed a lot of very good restaurants.
The Fish Market was one.
You know, that was
Camelback.
A good one. Yeah, they still have one in there, and I've been there a couple times.
Oh, really?
It's very good. It's called something different, but it's good.
It's another seafood place.
Nice fresh fish. Yeah,
you got Papado's.
Well, Papado's is hard to beat. That's for sure.
Fried alligator. You know what's
stuff?
You know who's got the best alligator?
The stuffed flounder is the meal. That's the meal to have at Papado's.
And you know who's got the best alligator in town? Is that
I don't
place attached to Bass Pro Shop? They've got the best alligator appetizer in town. I never remember the name of the restaurant.
Islama Medora or something like Islama Redora.
That's the name of it?
Yeah, that's the name. They should make the restaurant easier to pronounce because I meet people there. When I'm trying to have a business lunch with someone from Mesa Tempe or Chandler Gilbert, I always meet them at the Bass Pro Shop to have lunch.
Nice halfway point.
Well, it's a nice halfway point, and I've always got some birthday gift to pick up for a grandson or a son or somebody. So I just get both things done at one time. But it's Islama Redora or something.
Huh.
They really should consider changing that restaurant name. But the great thing about dining there is you get to eat the fish while watching that huge, beautiful aquarium.
That is a pretty aquarium.
You get to watch the cousins
and it's,
of everything that you're
consuming. Yeah. And it's a quiet place. That's one
it
thing
is,
that
yes.
For as big as it is,
yeah.
You know, you can get into a lot of big restaurants that are nice, but they're just so noisy because there's so many people. But they
it is.
They did a good job with the sound control.
Man. All right. Let's get back to our game. We have Joy calling from Peoria, and she actually has a question about a home improvement project. So let's take Joy, and then we'll get back to our Jeopardy game here in just a minute.
All right. Hang on. You threw me for a loop here, so I got to do that.
I messed you up.
I got to do that. I got to do that, and I got to do that.
That's like Rosie pushing the buttons over there.
Got me. Well, I went to Maggie because I thought we were going to Jeopardy.
I'm sorry. My dilemma.
Maggie, you're next. Joy, go ahead with your question.
Yes, I was going to replaster my pool, but the pool company said that the Pebble products are better, and they don't cost that much more. But I'm confused, Pebble Sheen, Pebble Fina. I know Pebble Tech I don't care for. Can you help me and guide me in the right direction?
Well, you know what, Joy? What we're covering today is the lessons we've learned in 2013 that we'd like to emphasize the most with y'all. And I want to share with you a lesson I learned the very first show I did 25 years ago. As I walked out the door to go do that very first broadcast, my wife tapped me on the shoulder and she said, "Rosie, if you don't know the answer to the question, just say I don't know." And that thereby birthed our referral network. Joy, there are a lot of new products out there available in the pool refinishing category. And I couldn't help you any more than by giving you the two Rosie certified pool refinishing, remodeling, and custom construction contractors in the Maricopa County area. And that would be Sun Valley Pools.
Desert Sun Pools.
Boy, that was a brain blow by.
Desert Sun Pools and Pastorino Pools.
Yeah, and they're both at Rosie on the House.
In the Phoenix category.
And they can run you through all of the many, many options that are currently available because there's a lot.
And it doesn't sound like in her case there might be one better than the other. It sounds like a personal preference because she didn't want the Pebble Tech, but she wanted something different than plastering. So there may not be a wrong answer. It's just what. It's a personal preference.
Well, what's gonna be best for you? The little bit I know about it is she may have a prejudice against Pebble Tech that maybe needs to be updated because in its early version, there were some Pebble Tech failures that I believe most of the pool contractors to this day feel like those have been solved for a couple years and actually ends up being a pretty good product. But like I say, Joy, that's a lesson I learned on the very first broadcast of the show 25 years ago is if I don't know the answer, I'm going to give you the name and the phone number of someone in your neighborhood who can give you the right answer that I trust implicitly, thereby you can trust implicitly. Take a couple minutes, look them up at rosieonthehouse.com, give them a call, and they will guide you and direct you accordingly. We appreciate it. We get back a little more Rosie on the House Jeopardy with Maggie calling from Mesa and an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348.